All right, thank you. Welcome back. Farm Talk, North Dakota Corn Council studio. It's we're closing in on the last half of the harvest. So it's probably been a week or two or three since you've had harvest safety reminders. And we bring on NDSU Extension Farm Safety, Farm and Ranch Safety Specialist, because sometimes vaccinating calves can be a dangerous thing. Angie Johnson joins us. How are you today, Angie?
Oh, I'm doing well, Mick. Thank you.
Yeah, and you've probably been kicked by a calf this fall?
Oh, I've had my fair share of kicks I'm not proud of, absolutely.
Yes. Man, they happen in a blink of an eye or quicker, for sure. So, all right, well, on the last half of harvest here, we need some safety reminders. So where should we start?
Absolutely. And one of the things I wanted to talk about is just road safety in general. And I'm not only talking about our equipment operators, but our traditional motorists on the road too. Right now we've got a huge amount of traffic in regards to semis hauling grain and semis hauling beets or potatoes. And so there's just a lot of extra activity on our roadways. And so taking time both as an equipment operator and a traditional motorist can really make a difference in saving a life, essentially, in how we drive.
Everybody needs to get along and kind of work well together. I guess, I don't know where the accountability is, but I guess you have a little tiny Vespa or whatever those little tiny cars are that pull out in front of the big beet truck, that beet truck, it cannot slow down. But people, the traditional motorists, sometimes just don't understand.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's a good opportunity to remind people that, like you said, we both need to share the road, but that also means we both have to be defensive drivers too, and be very patient. We're operating large equipment that cannot travel, and thank goodness it cannot travel at the high speeds that motorists can. But with that comes some risks, especially when equipment may be taking that left-hand turn. And if you take the initiative to try and pass that large piece of equipment, we've got a dangerous situation on our hands. And so just being patient and taking some time to think about, all right, if I do choose to pass that combine or tractor or beet truck or grain truck, you know, are there approaches coming up? You know, the equipment is going to be turning into fields, not necessarily just turning on, you know, paved roads or township roads. And so those random stops, they happen faster than you think. And so just being mindful of where is that equipment going, and also just be cognizant of speed as well, because they cannot travel as fast as a typical motor vehicle can.
Yeah, all right. Highway safety during harvest, a two-way street, literally, takes two vehicles to
absolutely
have a crash there. So, all right, what's bullet point number two?
The other aspect to think about is when this equipment is driving down the road, especially combines in this example. Combines have large headers that can sometimes take up the entire roadway. And so just giving that, you know, in the best case scenario is for combine operators to pull that header separately down the road instead of attached to the combine. But when combine operators are, you know, making short distances from fields to fields, sometimes that always doesn't happen. And so motor vehicles need to understand that, yes, you may see the combine in front of you, but especially if it's early in the morning or dusk towards evening, you may not be able to see that header that's also in front of the combine. And so also with large tractor duals as well, that's something to take in consideration too, is that if you're trying to pass, or even if you're an oncoming vehicle, making sure you're giving yourself plenty of room to get around, and for your for the equipment operator to get around as well. Because remember, they need to be dodging traffic signs and watching for high line wires and poles, just to make sure that their large equipment isn't hitting anything either.
one of the social media hashtags this year, ladder retracted. I mean, that's important to going down the road, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just recently, a few weeks ago, we had a four-wheel drive unit with a large chisel plow driving down our little township, quiet township road, and the equipment has gotten so much bigger, Mick, and taller, that his chisel plow hooked one of the overhead power lines and snapped it. And so keeping that in mind when you're taking routes to different fields, our equipment's just gotten bigger, good, bad, or otherwise. And when that happens, you know, our power lines don't necessarily adjust for that. And so sometimes taking a few moments to map out where you're going and any modifications that may need to happen to get to your route. So just thinking about things like that, and especially when you're moving augers within your yard, making sure that they're down. It sounds so simple and trivial, but it's those little pieces and reminders out there that can help us make a difference to prevent an accident from happening.
NDSU Extension's Farm and Ranch Safety Specialist Angie Johnson. We could talk for an hour, I guess. I mean, maybe.
Oh, I would love to, but I'm sure the listeners would get tired of me. So. Oh,
well, maybe one. What's a good day next week to talk farm and or harvest safety?
Absolutely. Next Thursday, I am available if we want to talk some more. I would love to.
All right, let's do this again next Thursday.
That sounds great. Hey, thank you, and everybody stay safe out there.
Yeah, the words of Angie Johnson. Thank you.